Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Bears podcast.
South Africans, apparently there's about 32 million unpaid fines. We are just driving on the road, doing too much. Let's speak to Barry Berman, the CEO of Fines SA. Barry, thanks for your time on Kaya Business Evening. Just tell us, firstly, what is Fines SA? What do you do there?
So thank you for having me on the show, Nzinga. The platform is Fines SA. There's an app and there's also an online interface, which is the smartest interface to check and pay and receive discounts on all your traffic fines on a nationwide basis throughout South Africa. So you only have to worry about going to one place and you will see everything and you can pay everything and you can travel safely this holiday season.
Do you work with government?
Yes, we obviously work very closely with all the municipalities, but it is a confusing space, the traffic fines, because there's so many municipalities, so we try to simplify it.
Okay. I'm quite a paranoid person at times, Barry, so just before we move on, how do I know if I log on to your platform that the money's going to go where it's meant to and I'm not going to get stopped down the road and people say, you never paid that thing?
Yes, well, Fines SA has been established for over 20 years in South Africa. So, you know, we launched all the personalized number plates in South Africa. That was one of our first initiatives. So I can assure you that for 20 years, we have been making it easy for the motorists in South Africa to check their fines via our app or portal. And then we integrate directly with the service providers that then settle all the municipalities in real time. So you're welcome to check all our Google reviews, and that should give you a level of comfort.
Okay. Barry, let's get into the Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Act, or ARTO. We've been hearing about it for so long. It was scary when it first came out, but it now just seems to have faded into the background. Tell us about that act and how it impacts us when it comes to our driving, the demerit system and more.
Yes, so it is a very real risk that motorists need to be made aware of. There have been delays, as you mentioned. You know, there are teething problems when you launch a new system. The existing system was introduced over 48 years ago. So it's about time for a complete revamp. Yeah. And yes, there is reason to be scared because this system is going to be automated and very efficient. There's going to be no more coming after the motorists and issuing summonses and warrants and then the trouble starts. This system, you get rewarded for settling your fines early, up to 50% discounts. But if you ignore the penalties and the infringements, then the fines very quickly escalate. You lose your discount opportunity, they add on fees, and then within 96 days, you will then be blocked on the native system. And that creates a whole host of problems for the motorist.
Oh, what does it mean to be blocked on the native system?
So the native system is the electronic national transport information system, and that is the system that will allow you to either buy or sell a vehicle, renew your driver's license, renew your car license disc, or apply for your driver's license. So if you are completely blocked there because of outstanding fines, you really have no access. And that's going to be a big problem if you can't relicense your car, if you can't renew your driver's license. So it's going to force the hand of the motorists that have in the past gotten away, you know, with not paying their fines. Those days are over.
Is that the same as now when you go to the post office? Skumba, who hosts the drive on Kaya 959, was saying he had some outstanding traffic fines, and when he went to renew his license, he had to pay those before he could.
Yes.
Okay.
That is exactly. That is what the enforcement order means. The fine is escalated. You ignore the notices. Look, let's be honest. I mean, one is not receiving the notices necessarily by the post office, or you may have moved, whatever the case may be. But that's why if you sign up on Fines SA via the app or the online portal, you will have real-time access to all your fines, and then you can check and you can pay. So there's really no excuse.
Okay, fair, fair. There's 32 million unpaid fines.
Yes.
And
counting.
Yeah, okay. So what what is going to move from a psychological point of view? We know we're supposed to be doing the right thing. There cannot be 32 million fines issued and people don't pay them. So even as you're saying, you know, this thing is going to be stricter, we South Africans, ons maak 'n plan. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
What's that psychological hurdle or barrier that needs to be gotten over so we become more compliant at paying?
So there are two things that is really going to create a mindset change in South Africa. The first thing is going to be the 96 days, then you are blocked. Then you can't do anything, and that is going to encourage motorists to do the right thing and settle those outstanding fines. Obviously, they'll lose the discount ability in that because the earlier you pay, the more you save. Mm-hmm. But even then, after 96 days, they can actually pay. And then the second phase of ARTO, once it's rolled out on the 1st of July next year, is the demerit points, which means that not only will you have to pay your fines, but then potentially you can lose your driver's license if you accumulate too many fines. So that's, you start with 15 points. Depending on the severity of each fine, you may lose a minimum of 1 point up to a maximum of 6 points in one go. And then for every point over 15, you will lose your license for 3 months. And that becomes a problem, especially because a lot of people are, you know, requiring their driver's license for work.
Yes, and just to get around, it's just so anxiety-inducing if you, you know, swap bags and you get stopped. Now you have to tell people a long story, show them your ID and all of that. There are a few websites that have been texting people to say, pay your fines, this and this and this. And it comes back to, Barry, the conversation you and I had in the beginning, where there are ways that people want to be compliant, but I think we are also so scared of being scammed and entering our very personal details, whether it's your identity number, whether it's your bank account details or your credit card, in order to try and become compliant. What advice would you give for somebody who says, before this happens, I just want to make sure I'm okay?
So that is a very real threat, and that's why obviously Fines SA is out there, because educating the public as to, you know, what to do and how to do it. You know, we've been around for the longest, and so we are saying to clients, sign up. You can then get confidence that you've signed up with the legitimate source. We also supply images of your fines to confirm with the motorist that actually is the vehicle and that is the registration number. But do your due diligence. I mean, that is the same with anything. You know, make sure that the links that you are being sent end in the fines.sa.co.za domain. And then you should be in good hands. We have a call center. We have a WhatsApp number. We have a chat bot. So we have lots of ways that we can communicate with the public to give them that level of assurance.
Okay, Barry, we've got a question coming in, a voice note from Kanelani. Let's just listen in. I think that's for you.
I have a question for the gentleman for the fines. What verification do they use to check that the vehicle that they are assigning the fines to, it is the exact vehicle? Because I found that under my profile, I do have fines that are under my underplate, but the vehicle that they've attached, it's not my vehicle, it's a very different vehicle. What verification do they use to check first before they can assign a ticket to a person?
Mm-hmm. Interesting question coming in there from voice note on our WhatsApp line from Kanelani.
Yes, that is a good one, and that does happen from time to time. So we are all aware that there are number plates that are being cloned. This is a problem in South Africa. And that's why, you know, Fines.sa will show you an image of the actual fine in question, and then you can check the vehicle and the number plate. What happens is, if you then do detect that the vehicle is not the correct vehicle, that's not your vehicle, but the number plate is correct, then you need to report that to your local municipality, because for any dispute that the public may have, that becomes a municipality function, and only they can reverse that fine, which is pretty, you know, commonplace. And I would encourage the motorists not to leave it and forget about it, because that fine will escalate and then you'll have major problems at a later stage.
Okay, Barry, we have 30 seconds or less. And Njabulo, our producer, is just looking at me, I think, with a bit of a side eye. But what about prescription? I think I got something for a car I was driving over 20 years ago.
Okay, so that sounds like a very long time ago. But fines do not prescribe a normal debt because it is a legal process. So if the department is still reflecting those fines, then obviously that gets shared with our platform. And then on the fines, they say, app, you need to pay it. It's not going to disappear. So unfortunately, rather just pay it and not, you know, during the festive season, be faced with a drama.
I don't even remember the number plate of the car, so I think I need to do some verifying as well. Barry, thank you so much for your time. Barry Berman, the CEO of Fines SA, just giving us some insight into fines and what we need to do when it comes to paying and doing the right thing.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm a traffic fine, CC. Ooh, I mean, I work for the government, né? And I have a government. Imagine, he was telling us what's got to do with this document, it's agent. And then we become agently. See, hamba, see, but agent. Traffic fine is a game. Hey, I was.
Traffic fine and the license renewal. Reality just hit me the other day. So, my license just expired the 30th of November. And like I normally do, I renew it on my app. I use my FNB app to renew. So I go in to renew. They're like, no, you can't. There's outstanding traffic fines. You need to pay those first. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. So I go to the NETIS website and they allow me to renew. So I pay what I need to pay. And then within 2 days, the disc gets delivered. So I go to reception to sign for it. Yalboni paper, but it doesn't have my license disc. So it's got a little note that says the reason why your thingy printed without a disc is because there's outstanding traffic fines. You will have your disc available as soon as you settle your traffic fines. Guess what? I had to pay my traffic fines before I got my license disc. So, yeah, I thought I was clever. Then, you know, no, they know what they're doing. So, yeah.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.